Hello?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying my best. He's leaving a trail so obvious that nobody could miss it, but whenever I arrive, he's already moved on somewhere else. Yeah, I'm fully aware he's shirking his responsibilities. Are you surprised? Look, I told you I'd find him, and I will.
Perfection. 5 more minutes of the Dalton magnometer and the poles will invert. Nothing can stop me now.
Maximilian, the game's up. The people of Globo Minor are under my protection.
Turn it off. Turn it all off. We're beaten.
What, just like that?
I'm not an idiot, Mr. President. I know of your reputation. Everyone stick your hands up. Unconditional surrender.
Oh, but dull. Oh, is that a pool of Galaxian piranha?
Yes.
Fancy trying to throw me in?
No.
Spoil sport.
The President is, as I've said, on an urgent fact-finding mission.
I don't know how you can come out here and defend him day after day.
Easily. I love my job. I love the President.
But isn't it true that no one knows where the President is?
Not at all. That's what saddens me when clever people like you twist the facts. Let's move this on to a truer picture. The universe is a big place, Piers, and our President is determined to do an excellent job of ruling all of it. If that means going to some pretty far-flung corners, then that's what he's going to roll up his sleeves and do.
Hasn't he just run away?
Oh, bless you, Piers.
He has, hasn't he?
King Slager! Today is the day you will meet your end!
Never, Sordo! My army will tear you to shreds!
Your proboscis will be food for wild dogs!
Your egg pouch will become a purse for death herself!
There will be no battle here!
Ah, well, it was nice while it lasted.
Ah, you heard the man. About turn, everyone. Back to camp.
What? You're just going to walk off? Is nobody going to make a fight of it? What a waste of a brilliant jetpack. I expected a bit of a chase. Lovely bit of swooping. Arrows a go-go. Cowards.
Hello. Anyone seen the President of the Universe?
You missed him by a few hours.
Typical. Okay, thanks. Is there a reason you're all stood here with your hands in the air?
We've surrendered.
Right. Yes. Lovely.
If you give the President's forces a bit of a nudge. To be honest, our arms ache. We'd just like to be in a cell now, please.
Will do. Ooh, are those Galaxian piranha fish?
Prepare the Treltium Ray! The planet Lukax will be ours!
Armies of the Holy Diode, I am...
Power down the ray! Cease engines! We surrender!
Stop it! Is there nobody with a backbone in this stupid universe?
Do you have any idea how much we were looking forward to that? This was supposed to be the battle of the century! Not a camping trip!
Yeah. I'm trying! Stop pestering me! I'm only a few hours behind him.
Driver, I want you to find the most notorious part of the city and dump me there. Get a wiggle on.
Wait! Finally! Do you know how hard it's been trying to catch up with you?
Not hard enough, obviously.
The Parliament's been going spare.
Let them!
Let them? You're president of the universe! You can't just... What's that smell?
Oxybromide! Knockout gas!
We're being gassed! Doors won't unlock, Doctor! The doors won't open and they're pumping gas into the cab!
I know! Isn't it wonderful? Side effect of the gas, oh. It'll pass. Now, come on, shake a leg. You're missing all the fun.
Sitting up makes it worse. Feel sick.
Stop being boring. Oh. I knew I'd find trouble here on Kello. Should have come here first. This planet's always being invaded thanks to rich deposits of something or other. It slipped my mind. Lovely stuff, though. Catnip to villainous alien hordes.
Oh, it's like Christmas morning with an infant. Santa's been... why are you being so cheerful?
Shouldn't I be?
And everything that's going on in the universe, not really.
Oh, that has to wait for now. Come and look.
Fine. What is it?
We're locked up. In a basement.
I can see that.
In a proper cell. Titanium bars.
So?
Oh, some people just don't appreciate class. It's lovely. Genuine old-school imprisonment.
I bet you have a vinyl collection, don't you?
You just don't get the same warmth from Sonic Crystal.
Oh, don't... Yeah, didn't you used to be fun? I'm sure you used to be fun.
What's fun about this? I chase you halfway across the galaxy. When I finally find you, I get knocked out and banged up.
Beats kicking your heels at home, though, doesn't it?
No. Why did you suddenly go gallivanting off anyway? You've caused chaos back at Parliament.
I'm on holiday.
You're president of the universe. You don't get a holiday.
Oh, yes, I do. Of course I do. It's written into the Constitution.
By you, in fluorescent marker pen.
A fully legal edition ratified by the highest power in the universe.
You again.
Luckily, I happen to be available. Normally, you have to book me months in advance. Anyway, why can't I have a break? What's wrong with that?
The universe is dying. People are panicking. You're supposed to be working on the equations for the apocalypse clock, seeing if they can be used to save us.
Oh, that. Done that.
And? Can they save us?
Possibly, with a side order of could be tricky. But never mind about that now. We're locked up.
I know. And whose fault is that? Oh, my head.
You say that as if I made it happen. I can assure you I didn't. I've been running all over the place trying to rustle up some fun. Thwart an alien invasion. Put the mockers on a mad scientist or two. It's nigh on impossible these days. Too famous.
You're president of the... Oh, no, I'm not going to say it again. It's exhausting.
First stop, the abattoir of Grelthane. I know who'll give me a run for my money, I said, the barbaric butcher of Balthazar's Gate. He was quite busy at the time, inventing a virus that could wipe out an entire species in a heartbeat. Know what he did when he saw me?
What?
Fainted. This is the life form who once ate an entire royal family just to liven up a damp Sunday.
So, your reputation has spread amongst the villainous classes. That's a good thing, surely.
Not when you're after a bit of a ruck to take your mind off things. Well, summer field. I spent years avoiding all this, keeping my head down, trying to live a safe and a careful life.
Then you decided to grow up.
And became lost in a world of tedium. Bring back the good old days. I didn't know when the going was good. Lone operator, whisking through the universe on a whim. Adventure for breakfast, peril for dinner. What a life.
But what you're doing now is far more important. Do you know that? We haven't time for all this.
I was feeling suffocated. You know I was.
I just needed a breather.
But now is not the time. I'm sorry, but your midlife crisis will just have to wait until we're not staring Armageddon in the face.
Yes, yes, fine. But we'll have to finish up here first, won't we? After all, we're locked up.
If you say that one more time, I'll make you regenerate with my fist.
See what I mean, though? We're stuck here, aren't we? I can't force the lock first thing I tried, so we have to wait.
I suppose. But no dragging it out.
I promise.
We escape, we sort out the kidnappers, and then straight back home.
Cross my hearts.
Good. So, what's our first step?
Well, not much we can do until someone pops down. With a bit of luck, we'll have a lovely, fruity little interrogation. Then one of us could be terribly clever and turn the tables on them.
Until then?
Sleep off your headache. I've got a Dorothy Sayers I've been meaning to finish. That's the other lovely thing about the old days. You never had to pay for a hotel. Every night a different prison cell. I lost my bookmark.
Turn the corner down on the page next time.
What sort of monster do you take me for? Turn down the corner, indeed. Here we go.
Oh, finally. Another hour of this awful bed would have finished me.
Hello, have you come to interrogate us?
Oh, nice masks. Creepy. Lovely touch.
Step back from the bars!
Ooh, with built-in voice filter too. And two-way radio earpiece, I think. Very swish. Beats a balaclava, unless it's a cold day.
Oh, this is getting off to a bad start. Masks, voice filters. You may as well be wearing T-shirts that say you'd recognise us if you saw us. Are there no professionals left in this game?
What are you talking about?
Rookie mistake, but never mind. Let's just crack on.
What are you doing here on Kellor? Who told you about the invasion?
Invasion. This is so unfair. I finally get a bit of fun and they turn out to be idiots.
He's not exactly playing his cards close to his chest, is he? Still, that's good. We can mop this up by lunch and be on a flight home.
Stop talking! You're going nowhere!
Stop talking! Is this going to be an interrogation or not?
Now, Summerfield, you heard the nice alien invader. Mouth zipped shut.
Who told you about us? No, stop it! No, stop mocking me! Who told you? How did you know to come here?
Unzip. I'm just terribly good at what I do.
Sometimes. So if I were you, I'd just give up and clear out.
Never! This is our planet. Nothing will stand in the way of that.
No, we will. Last chance. Back up. Get out. Honestly, it's for the best. You're clearly incapable.
A patronizing, hateful, stupid man. Kill them! Kill them both!
Oh, this is more like it. What's it to be? Something suitably gothic and outre, I trust. I saw the most marvellous Galaxian piranha earlier. They would have been perfect.
I saw those. Cute, weren't they?
Yeah, they remind me of you. A metal pipe. Are you seriously telling me you're going to brain us with some lead piping?
You said you liked old school.
A metal pipe isn't the vinyl of murder weapons, though, is it? It's more wax cylinder.
Functional and effective.
It's just so gauche. Whatever happened to death threats as art? To taking your time with these things?
Taking your time with these things? You're a fine one to talk.
They don't deserve my A-game, amateurs.
Sonic feedback through the earpieces?
Naturally.
Seemed the most obvious. That's why I pointed them out for you.
No, I'd already seen them. I had five entirely different escape plans formulated before the boss even opened his mouth.
Liar, list them.
Oh, we haven't. Time for all that. Look around. Let's see if we can find out who we're dealing with.
We could just follow the boss. He's only been gone a couple of minutes.
No, long gone by now. Long gone.
You're just dragging this out, aren't you?
Pretty sure I can smell the after trace of a transmat. He'll probably be on a different continent by
Doctor,
now.
Doctor, you promised.
Never mind. We'll track them down soon enough. Are you looking for clues? Why aren't you looking for clues? I'm booking you in to see my optician when we get home. Those eyes of yours aren't looking healthy, positively baleful. Stop staring at me and look for clues. We haven't time for your shilly-shallying.
Unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Insufferable, pompous. I mean, I knew he was horrible. I watched the news, but... Oh, Get me back to the office at once, would you, Killian?
Sir.
Still, killing them? Well, I'm not sure that was really called for. Oh no, what have I done? Feral, Putter, are you receiving me? Don't kill them, okay? Do not kill them, I changed my mind. Hello? Oh, there's no answer. Idiot! Oh, I think I've just killed the president of the universe.
Sir?
Oh, they're not the sort of thing you kill without consequences. Oh, I just got so cross and... Mother always warned me about my temper. Now look where it's got me.
Do you want me to go back, sir?
Oh, what's the point? It's too late now. I may as well just sit in my office and wait for everything to come crashing down around me.
Doctor! Come on, there's no point. The whole place is abandoned. It's just an empty house.
Aha! Told you there was something wrong with your eyes. You missed this. Heads or tails?
Why?
It's a coin. I found it. Heads or tails?
No, show me the coin.
Well, you guess which. Heads or tails?
Oh, heads. The sort of thing people cut off.
No, tails. The sort of stories people tell.
Hmm. 5/8 coin. Extremely old by the look of it.
From the Royal Bank of Silver, not Kellor, Silver. One of the invaders must have been carrying it, so now we know where they come from.
Oh, they could have picked it up anywhere.
Much more likely it's their local currency.
So who are the Sylvans?
Well, no idea. Never heard of them. Planet of the Idiots, judging by earlier. One of us needs to look into them, do some digging. There used to be a security complex here in the capital. Lovely spot, packed full of interplanetary databases, lots of lovely computers and spies. I'm sure it's still there. That's the best place to head for. With my authority, they'll give me full access. It may take a little while, what with all that data to sift through, but I'm sure we can find out something.
Sylvans of the planet Silver. Xenomelian race forced to live a nomadic life after their planet was destroyed 149 years ago. Unheard of in recent decades. Xenomelian. What's a Xenomelian?
Parasitic replicator.
Pod people. Mm. They're pod people. Why doesn't it just say that?
It's political correctness gone mad. Where are you getting this from?
Basic phone search. I told you, Doctor. Stop trying to drag this out. Oh, it's even a biosignature online.
Phone search? You can't trust a phone search. Those are cobbled together by amateurs. We should definitely cross-check it. Never trust anything you read online.
Fine, but you're missing the juicy bit. Shape changers. They could look like anybody.
That old chestnut. Oh, at least we're getting to sing along to the classic tunes, eh?
I mean, we don't know how many of them could already be here, and we should trust nobody.
I can trust you.
Flattery. How sweet. I think we're both a bit beyond flattery at this point, aren't we?
Speak for yourself. Go on. Try me with a bit. I'll see how it feels.
Hi. Oh, look, let's just get on with it.
Yes, fine. Well, first we need to corroborate that stuff on your phone. Head to the security complex, play with some spies.
Quickly.
I'll do my best. You go and get the boring stuff out of the way, talk to the governor of Kellor, warn them about the invasion, blah, blah, blah.
You can do that. I'll look into the Sylvans.
I'm afraid you lost the toss. So, good luck. Give everyone my love and tell them not to worry. I'll have the whole thing tidied away in no time.
You can go to the authorities.
But it was tails. Honestly, Summerfield, I thought better of you than that.
You're president. They'll listen to you. They'll have to. Whereas I'll just seem like some random lunatic. There's no discussion here. I'll look into the Sylvans. Keep your phone switched on. I'll be in touch.
I'm sure you could just blag your way in.
Me? Blag? Wouldn't dream of it.
Special liaison to the President of the Universe on secondment to the Interplanetary Security Agency. My card.
Beans, beans, coffee, loyalty card.
We're a secret agency. What do you expect? Foil stamp and a photo? Now let me in. The planet Kellor is in great danger. Call the President of the Universe if you don't believe me. Here's his number.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, let her in. She has my full authority.
Cheek of the woman.
Sir?
Hello. You recognize me, yeah? And you may have seen my face on the odd postage stamp.
Sir!
I'm here to see the governor. It's urgent.
Oh, where is it? Oh, can this day get any worse?
Have you lost something, sir?
My lucky coin! My 5-8 piece. Small change once, priceless now, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Can I help?
Not unless you can turn back time. I hate today. Today is the very worst of days.
I have some news there. I'm not sure if it's good news or bad
news. Spit it out!
If you just turn the security camera feed to the foyer...
The president! He's alive! Look at him! He's walking around and breathing! Oh, what a relief. I may not be executed by dinner time after all. Hang on. He's alive and he's here. He's actually here.
Yes, sir.
He was right. He does know everything. Oh, Killian, he's come for us. What are we going to do?
Nice place you've got here.
Thank you, sir.
Compact. Manageable.
I'm glad you think so, sir. The governor is expecting you.
Right. Fine. So, you know everything. Well, good for you, damn you. I thought you were bluffing, but here you are, so clearly not. Well done.
No. So
the mask and the voice filter was pointless. It was me all along. Governor Lakis. Fine. Ha-ha. Silly me. I get it. Sorry about ordering you killed. I tried to go back on it, but nobody would answer my call. But, you know, it's a thought that counts, so don't execute me. Or execute me! See if I care. I'm beyond caring. Oh, no, please don't. So what do you want? Huh? What is it you want?
Coffee? A biscuit if you're feeling flush. We can work our way up from there.
And I'll need full planetary data access patched through to this workstation.
I'm not sure you have clearance for that.
Of course I do. Check again. I have clearance for everything.
Yes, I suppose you do. Fine. Patching it through now.
Thank you. Having authority is just lovely. Maybe I should have asked for something from the canteen while I was at it. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Full data access granted. Lovely. Right then. Sylvans. Search. Oh, nothing. Bit rubbish. Silva. Search. Oh, now you're just being annoying. Ache currency. Search. I need to wish I'd gone to see the governor.
Set it down here and leave us in peace.
Shall I be mother?
Mother? Mother of what? You're going to force me into being your child.
Well, it's an expression for being the one who pours.
Oh, it's weird. I don't want any.
No coffee?
No.
Not just half a cup?
No. I just want to know what you plan to do about the situation.
The situation? Yes. How about a biscuit?
No, nothing. I don't want any of it. It's all for you. So, what are you going to do?
Well, first, obviously...
Yes?
I think I'll have this one with all the lovely chocolate on. Mm. Oh, yes, very good. Absolutely disgraceful. All guilt and calories. Perfect.
Why are you toying with me like this? What do you want from me? You know about the invasion, so now what?
Well, why don't you talk me through it?
The invasion?
Yes. Just the scrummiest thing.
But what's the point?
To biscuits.
No, to telling you about the invasion. You said you know everything.
Well, yes, I do. Of course I do. Absolutely everything. I just thought it might be interesting to hear it from you.
You're wasting time, and I just don't understand. You know about the invasion, so in the name of all that's holy, what are you going to do about it?
Well, stop it, obviously.
Stop it?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
It must be something to do with a data network. Hang on. One thing I can definitely do... download Sylvan biosignature? Yes, please. And downloaded. Hooray. Search for local network. Got it. Transfer. File received. Lovely. Now, search planet Kellar for attached biosignature. Command send. I can certainly find out where the Sylvans are. Maybe even have a flyer load of butch spies go and pick them all up. Oh, come on. Oh.
But you can't stop the invasion.
My dear Governor, I'm the doctor. There's very little I can't do in 5 minutes with the following wind. Besides, you may have noticed the universe has bigger problems than little squabbles like this.
There's always some big calamity or another. It'll blow over.
It really might not.
You would say that. Presidents always say that. You're just after votes. I know how politics works.
Oh, to be so small-minded. Look, I suggest you cancel your plans. Call the whole thing off.
And where's your friend?
Summerfield. Well, she's currently at your security centre. Just getting a few minor details for the paperwork.
I see. I think you're labouring under a slight misapprehension about all this.
Is that so?
Yes. Killian?
Sir?
Send word to the security centre. They have a visiting female known as Summerfield. She is to be detained immediately.
Yes, sir.
And send a security detail up here on the double. I have someone who very much needs looking up.
Sir?
You see, Mr. President... Oh. Oh. Where's he gone?
Hello, this is the President of the Universe. I'm afraid I'm on holiday at the moment, so leave a message after
it's
the...
It's me!
Oh, hello, Summerfield.
Listen, there was no mention of Silver or the Sylvans on the Kellar data system.
Well, maybe they don't have a very good data system.
No, it's not that. You know I said there was a biosignature for the Sylvans online?
Yes.
What was that noise?
Oh, don't worry about it. Carry on.
Well, I searched Kellar for the biosignature, hoping to locate the invaders.
Excellent thinking. I could have saved you time on one of them, but carry on.
Was that your sonic screwdriver?
Just confusing a lift. Ignore it.
I don't understand it. Why are you just standing there? Get after him!
But I don't know where he's gone, sir. Look at the lift counter.
Fourth floor. Eighth. First. Top floor. Oh, just get more men and hunt him down!
They're everywhere.
A few of them, are there? Good, good. Keeps us on our toes.
No, you don't understand. Aside from the odd tourist and visitor, everyone on the planet is Sylvan.
Oh.
The invasion?
Already happened.
And this isn't recent either. Unless they actually bothered to doctor social security reports, they've been here for decades. A couple of generations at least. I've searched for Kellar and life signs. And do you know how many I've found?
Tell me.
One.
Search again.
I've done it three times, Doctor. The whole original population, all bar one, gone. This is now the Sylvan's planet.
You there, stop what we do.
We'll see about that.
What's happening? You're running, aren't you? You're running away from people.
Why are you always running away from people? Ah! Oh, honestly, I leave him alone for an hour and he's been shot at. I despair of him.
Professor Summerfield, you're under arrest as a threat to national security. If you attempt to run, I will shoot you.
Oh.
Sorry, folks, try the back door. Summerfield? Bernice, are you still there?
Honestly, what is the woman doing? Now's hardly the time to start shifting furniture. Hey, you!
Who, me?
I'm stealing your car in a really clever and awe-inspiring fashion. Only I haven't quite got time for that, so can we just cut to the bit where I drive off?
Oh, sir! It's you, sir! Mr. President! Of course you can steal my car. In fact, get in. Allow me to drive you.
Oh, it just takes the fizz out of everything. Fine, jump in. I'll give you the directions in a minute.
Some sort of commotion over there. Lots of people are waving at us.
Autograph hunters, off you go, quick as you like.
Ah, they've got guns!
Really determined autograph hunters. Drive now. Bernice!
Cabal, actually, though you can call me Bernice if you like, Mr. President.
No, I'm on the phone. Summerfield?
Sorry about that. Bit of trouble. Do you have any idea why everyone might suddenly want to arrest me?
I imagine they've simply got to know you.
So, nothing to do with you, then?
Well, the governor of Kellor may have had a whisper in their ears. He was the idiot in the mask that tried to have us killed earlier.
Of course he was. Listen, I have the location of the last survivor.
Please tell me they're not continents away. I've stolen a car.
You've stolen a car?
Using extreme cunning and ingenuity.
Hello, friend of the president. I was only too happy to help.
Who's that?
The owner of the car. I've stolen him too. Never mind about that. How far away is this person?
Just outside the city. I'll send the coordinates to your phone.
Excellent. Meet you there. Don't dawdle.
Oh, don't dawdle? Man. Whoa! Oh, no luck. Nothing to bar it with. Lots of stairs. Oh!
I think we've lost your autograph, hunters. Nippy little beast this is.
Excellent. Does it have a data transfer port? I need to program a map location in.
Oh, it's wireless. It should show up on your network list.
Yeah. Ah, so it does.
There you go. Location received. We're on our way.
Splendid. Any idea how long it'll take?
About an hour. Can I offer you a drink, Mr. President?
Oh, that's very sweet of you, but we don't have time. I need to get to that location as soon as possible.
I meant from the onboard vendor. We have 7 types of tea, 3 coffees, a particularly lovely hot chocolate. I purchased it as an add-on. The beans come from Catalonia.
Look, this is meant to be thrilling for me. I wanted to balance on a knife edge, flying by the seat of my pants, odds against me. This is all just a bit... Oh, all right, I'll try the hot chocolate.
Oh, wonderful. Car, 2 hot chocolates, please.
Car park! Cars, brilliant!
Central locking engaged. Welcome to the Sordo 4000, your premium flying experience. I look forward to transporting you today.
Yeah. Ignition.
Please place valid security ID on the dashboard scanner.
Oh, no. Come on. Oh, great. Windows. Ah! Oh, yeah. Let me do that much.
Step out of the car, please.
Why would I do that? I have no idea who you are.
We talked earlier. I was arresting you, remember? Get out of the car.
But you might have been an imposter. I demand to see some ID.
Don't be ridiculous.
ID, now.
Fine. There. See?
Thank you.
Hey! Hey! Oi! Oi!
Thank you, Agent Clovis.
Step out of the car now, or I'll shoot.
I'm betting the agency builds laser-proof cars? Ha! Thought so. Clever old me.
Come back!
Oh. Perfect. Lovely. Car?
Yes, Agent Clovis.
I need to send you a map reference.
Network access is enabled. Coordinates received. What is the time parameter for this journey?
Quick as possible. Whoa! They don't hang around in the security services, do they?
Agent Clovis?
Yes?
What would you like me to do about the agency vehicles approaching? Their onboard weaponry is currently targeting my power cells.
What? Evasive manoeuvres!
With pleasure.
Car, do we have non-lethal weaponry on board?
There's never really been a call for it.
Yeah, we need to get away from those vehicles somehow.
I am trying my best, but as my evasive manoeuvres are agency standard, it is fairly simple for the other cars to predict them.
Yeah, manual control, now!
Manual control activated.
Let's see if they can predict me! What? Oh, Doctor, I hope you're having an easier time of it than me.
Do you know I'm stuffed? That really was the most glorious risotto.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Mr. President. If I could just take your plate, I'll pop it in the dishwasher.
So, how long have you been here?
On Kellor? All my life. My parents emigrated here 60 years ago.
Emigrated, such a polite word for an invasion. Never been tempted to leave?
Oh, no. I mean, why would I? It's a lovely place to live. I have a decent job. Nothing very exciting. I do accounts, I'm afraid.
I suppose someone has to.
Oh, it's very dull. I volunteer at an animal sanctuary too, but obviously that's unpaid. I'd like to do that more if I'm honest, but, you know, got to keep the roof over your head, haven't you?
Animal sanctuary?
Yeah, a patter. You may have heard of it. It's interplanetary, but it was set up here on Kellor about 10 years ago. Oh, actually, oh, duh! Of course you've heard of it. You were going to be guest of honour at our last fundraising.
I'm trying to remember.
You weren't able to attend in the end, but we did understand. Your duties must be very time-consuming. Your aide recorded a lovely message you'd written for him.
Well done, Leonard. It all sounds very noble.
Not really. I just like animals. I enjoy it. We all work hard at it, though.
Family?
Yeah. Wife and two kids. My three girls. Oh, hang on. I've got a photo here somewhere.
But please, don't put yourself out.
Sorry. Nothing more boring than someone else's family, is there? Of course, sorry. You're far too important to worry about stuff like that.
No, please. I would like to see them.
If you're sure... My wife, Sandra, and that's Kiki and Lula.
Beautiful.
Oh, she is, isn't she? Everyone says so.
I meant all of them. So many lives in the balance.
Oh, I don't worry about all that. The universe won't end. I've seen you on the news beams. You'll save us all. I trust you.
How kind. Though I was actually thinking in smaller terms. Life is never simple, is it?
Sorry?
An hour ago, I was full of righteous anger about something. Now I'm just confused. Doesn't matter.
Can I help? Happy to be a sounding board. Who am I kidding? I'd be honoured.
It's very kind, but no, I'd better not. It's not something I really should discuss.
Quite understand.
No further sign of pursuit.
Now, that's how you do evasive manoeuvres. You can resume automatic control now, Carr.
Certainly, Agent Clovis.
And I'll try and relocate my stomach. I think it may be on the back seat after that last loop-the-loop. Time to destination?
39 minutes.
Wonderful. Quick as you like.
And all agency staff know not to engage?
Yes, sir. Strictly monitor only. Our long-range scanners are tracking her every step of the way. The pilot knows to follow at a safe distance.
Excellent. She's clearly going to rendezvous with the President. Give her some space.
And she'll lead us right to him.
Well, obviously. I didn't think I needed to say that. That's why I left it hanging there.
Sorry, sir.
It was dramatic emphasis.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm so glad you don't write my speeches.
Looks like we're almost there. Are you sure we're in the right spot? There's not much here.
No, there isn't, is there?
Most of this used to be mine country. All closed now, of course.
You don't mine here on Keller anymore.
Oh, no. They drew a line under all that just after my parents moved here. It was good money, but, well, you can see what the downside was.
Digging the ground out from underneath your feet.
Oh, precisely. There comes a point on every mining planet where you have to decide between carrying on living there or packing up your pickaxe, metaphorically speaking.
Over there, some sort of dwelling. I think that's where the coordinates point to.
Oh, yeah, looks like it. Look, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but are you sure you want to go there? Frankly, it doesn't look like the sort of place the president of the universe should be. It's just a wooden shack.
With a rather swish-looking hover car parked outside it. I think Summerfield's beaten us to it. This is the spot. Thank you for letting me steal your car.
Oh, a pleasure. I'm happy to stay. You'll need a lift back to the city.
No, I think not. You get home to the wife and kids. Oh,
thank you, sir. They'll be so excited when I tell them I met you.
Oh, poor things. I suggest you make more of an effort to entertain them. Summerfield.
Doctor, I didn't dawdle, you notice.
Yes, well, you were probably a bit closer to start with. It wasn't a race, you know. Have you introduced yourself?
I've tried.
Go away!
Oh, good, a stroppy pensioner. I love those.
I knocked on the door, but she started throwing cutlery at me from the window, so I thought I'd retreat to a safe distance. What are we going to do about this?
I really don't know. A planet invaded, the indigenous species wiped out on my watch.
Oh, hardly that. This was years ago.
But that makes it worse. Back then I was in my don't get involved phase. Let the universe sort out its own problems. No business of mine. But if I'd been more interested, if I'd been a bit more involved...
It's a big universe, Doctor. The odds of you being here back then to have stopped it are simply absurd.
But that's the thing. They're not. I wouldn't have been here. No chance. Because back then I didn't do what needed to be done. It's not just Kellor. Where else needed me when I was busy being selfish, gadding about without a care in the world? Where else might I have saved?
Oh, you're starting to encroach on a god complex here. I think you need to discuss this with your therapist.
I have.
And?
I won the conversation.
Of course you did. Look, you weren't here. No reason why you should have been. There's very little point in beating yourself up about it. It's awful, but here's the thing. It's history. It's archaeology. It's done.
Done? Of course it's not done. No, I wasn't here back then, but I'm here now. Right now. And someone has to pay for what happened. Things have to be made right. It's what I do. It's what I'm for. You can't ask me to turn my back on this, because if I do that, then I'm nothing. I'm just a grumpy old man in an office drowning beneath paperwork.
But the apocalypse equations...
To hell with the equations. That's tomorrow's job. Right now, I have a planet to try and fix.
Go away! I don't answer to salesmen.
Oh, damn! No, stop throwing cutlery. I'm not a salesman. I'm president of the universe. I'm here to restore this planet to its rightful owner.
Sounds like you're selling something to me.
I'm selling your freedom.
I knew it. It's a scam. Now clear off.
Don't stop it. It was a turn of phrase, woman. You are the last surviving member of your species. The last true Kelleran.
Rubbish!
Surely you must have noticed a small matter of an invasion about 60 years ago.
World's gone to the dogs.
It's gone to the Sylvans, you daft bat.
You're making it up.
I'm not making... They're a parasitic species. It would have been slow, insidious, your people taken over one by one, to begin with at least. I'm sure once enough of them were in control, it would have been a less subtle affair. Oh, I really can't believe you didn't notice.
What other people get up to is their own business.
Not when they're wiping out your entire species.
So you say, go away.
Why do you keep throwing forks at me?
I used up all the spoons on that friend of yours.
But I'm trying to help you.
You sound like one of those liberals. I hate liberals. Taking away our rights. My old dad came out here to get away from your type. We didn't need your world. He died a free man, and I'll do the same when my time comes. Go away, liberal!
Stop! Stop! Stop it! Stop throwing things!
But the woman's mad, completely mad. I actually think the whole thing passed her by.
It gets worse. Look, dust cloud in the distance.
Oh, no.
The Sylvans have found us.
Nearly there, sir. We also have full ground support, 2 tank crews, 3 infantry divisions, and a squad from the special service.
Oh, excellent. I like that. All black overalls and big guns. Strength in numbers, Killian. That's what we needed. Strength in numbers. He can't take our planet away from us.
Quite, sir.
This is just ridiculous. You can't shout at a whole army.
Of course I can. It's my day job. Sylvan! Brought a few friends, I see.
Not Sylvan, not anymore. Kelleran.
Tell that to a bioscanner. There's only one Kelleran left on the planet and she's in that shack.
So why, liberal?
An entire species wiped out.
By our parents and grandparents, not us.
Oh, that's all right then.
The Sylvans were a parasitic species. They infiltrated the planet, duplicating and replacing the original inhabitants.
Were? Surely you still are.
Of course. Watch yourself, Summerfield. It'll be invasion of the body snatchers all over again. They'll duplicate us and take our place.
No, we won't. Why would we want to do that?
It might be the only viable solution, sir.
Become the president of the universe. No, thank you. I am perfectly happy as I am. Look, I don't approve of what happened. It was awful, inexcusable. They thought they were doing the right thing, claiming a new planet so the Sylvan race had a future, but... Well... What's the point? I'm not going to stand here and excuse genocide, because I can't. But it happened. I can't bring them back. What matters is the future. This is our planet now, and I will do whatever it takes to ensure the future of my people.
Threats, is it? Try your best shot.
We have an entire army pointed at you, sir. I wonder if maybe you're overestimating your bargaining position.
He's the president of the universe. He has armies galore.
And I've already put through a call to the parliamentary security forces. They know we're here, and they know there's a possible situation. All I have to do is press the send button on this, and you'll find your whole planet in lockdown as a threat to the entire universe. So watch your step.
Safe zone. You want this planet... Fine. Have it for the little time you have left. If you don't secede entire control, then I'll leave you outside the safe zone. How much of a future will you have then, eh?
The thing you said about the whole universe dying, that is actually true, then?
Of course it is. What did you think was happening? Presidential PR?
Doctor, you would do that? Leave them outside the safe zone.
Watch me.
You'd wipe out an entire species.
Unless you hand over control to the Sylvans. As there's only one left, I present to you the new president of Kellor. Madam, come out here so I can inaugurate you.
Do what?
Inaugurate you. You are the new president of this planet.
Doctor, she's hardly presidential material.
I don't want to be president, go away!
Well, if that's what it takes, fine. I resign. I'll even stay outside the safe zone if that pleases you. I'm president. I'll accept the guilt of my species. But please, let everyone else survive. My people deserve their homes and their happiness. Madam, you have my approval. I will hand over all power immediately.
I told you, I don't want it. Who would want to be president of anything? It's boring and horrible.
Can't argue there. Oh, to hell with a lot of it. I just want a break. A moment's breather from all the responsibility, from having an entire universe to save. Just a bit of fun, a single planet. A nice run-around adventure. And I'm not even allowed that. I wash my hands of the lot of you.
Does that mean we're excluded from the safe zone?
No, it doesn't.
No, but he said...
Never mind what he said. This is what I say. You're all safe.
Thank you.
But not everyone is as lucky as you. We have whole races adrift, way outside the safe zone. You will help as many of them as you can relocate here. I expect you to use all you have to make that happen. Ships, space, money. I don't care what it takes. You will give others the chance your parents gave you. Only you will do it better. You will do it right. Am I understood?
Our every resource is at your disposal.
On screen are the contact details for the relocation committee. I expect you to start talking to them immediately.
Contacting them right now.
Good. Look after the mad woman in there too, if she'll let you.
Well, that's it.
That's it. Get on with your lives and hope there's a tomorrow. I've got him. We're coming home.
I wouldn't have done it, you know. Left them outside the safe zone.
If I thought otherwise, I would have left you behind on the planet.
I just wanted to find a way for it to work, and I couldn't. It took you to do that.
We have a universe to save. That's all that matters.
Well, what sort of universe, eh? The little things matter. They do. They have to. Things have to be right.
Oh, you're far too old and far too clever to think in such simple terms.
Perhaps I'm old enough and clever enough to realise that it's only the simple terms that matter. I'm tired of all this presidential pragmatism, all of this turning a blind eye for the greater good. It's not me.
No, maybe not. And maybe that's a good thing. But you have to keep going for just a bit longer. We need to get back there and fix this once and for all.
Yes, you're right. Of course you are. One last push, eh?
Precisely. You're the most powerful man in the universe. Now let's put it to good use.
I'm back! Miss me?
Mr. President, you're under arrest.
I beg your pardon?
Ah, Doctor, you're finally kind enough to grace us with your presence.
Mother Superior, what's going on?
Kindly stop pointing those guns at me. I'm President of the Universe. You don't point guns at the President of the Universe.
Whether you are President or not is precisely the issue here, Doctor.
What do you mean?
Articles of impeachment have been brought forth and the court is waiting to begin. The Doctor may be President no longer.